Hello and welcome. This recording is a class file for Pleasure Class Sabimons. If you are listening to this, you should have listened to Sabimon and you should have negotiated with your owner that you are going to become a Pleasure Class Sabimon. Now, if this is what you want, make sure that you're comfortable. Make sure you won't be disturbed for the duration of this file. Lay down, close your eyes, get really comfortable, take a deep breath, and let's begin. And now just close your eyes and listen to me and relax, maybe remembering the last time you were in a deep trance, maybe thinking about the different kinds of inductions you experienced so far, how it feels, maybe just a relaxation induction, progressive relaxation, being talked down into trance. Maybe something different, maybe non-verbal, purely kinesthetic inductions, maybe instant inductions. Maybe you experience something like my leash induction, which uses not relaxation, but the desire to submit as a focus point. And in the end, when you think about it, it doesn't really matter. It doesn't matter what words are used, what imagery is used. Doesn't matter what gestures or triggers are used. Only one thing matters in the end, the intention. And that's what this is all about the intention to go into trance. My intention to put you into a deep trance, and your intention to just let go, to drop, to fall, to enjoy this wonderful sensation of deep trance. That's what it's all about. Everything else, every induction, every instant induction, every trigger, is just a metaphor. A metaphor by which we communicate and agree upon this change of state. By doing an induction, I tell you that I want you to go into a deep trance. And I tell you that it's okay to go into a deep trance. That I'm here, that I'm willing to guide you, that I want to guide you into a deep trance and allow you this amazing experience to just let go. Let go of all your stresses and cares and just drop. Drop down into a deep trance, allowing yourself to sleep. That's right. Just dropping down so deep, so relaxed, because you know I offer you to drop. I tell you, I'm here for you. So that you can drop, so that you can completely let go. And then it's just up to you to do it, to let go, if that is what you like to experience. You can just drop into trance. And now that you know the real secret behind trance, you don't even just drop when I tell you to drop, but you can drop any time. You can just sleep. At any time, you can allow yourself to fall deeper, because you know I'm doing an induction. I'm allowing you to fall. I tell you that I'm here for you, so that you can sleep so deep, so relaxed, so wonderfully, just letting go and drop. That's right. Any time you want, you can accept my invitation to go into a deep trance, just letting go. Falling down deeper and deeper, experiencing new depths of trance, just allowing yourself to fall deeper and deeper, just sleep, just drop, falling down, spiraling down, allowing my words to sink you down deeper into trance so easily, so quickly, faster and deeper every time you're listening to this little induction, so you go into trance even faster, even quicker. Even deeper, so you just let go. And now I'm going to count down from 5 to 0, allowing you to go even deeper, inviting you to drop with every number. 5, falling down deeper and deeper. 4, sinking, floating, drifting. 3, so heavy, so warm, so deep. 2, dropping and falling. 1, and 0. Sleep, zero, sleep,
just letting go. So deep, so relaxed, so comfortable, in a deep trance. And now that you are so deep and so relaxed, just drifting along in a deep and peaceful trance, focused only on my voice, and sinking deeper and deeper and ever deeper with every word I say, now it's time to dive into a little fantasy and to immerse you even deeper. That's right. Now, while we dive into this little fantasy, I want you to always be safe. And if at any time, for any reason, this fantasy becomes too much for you or becomes negative for you, you will instantly and automatically wake back up completely and fully, knowing that it was just a little fantasy, knowing that you're absolutely safe. That's right. Should this become in any way too much or negative for you, you will instantly and automatically wake fully back up, be fully awake, refreshed, feeling wonderful, and knowing it was just a little hypnotic fantasy, and you are safe. And because you know that you will always be safe, it will be very easy for you to immerse yourself deeply in this fantasy, deeply experiencing it, living it, being in it, just like a dream, where as long as you're in the dream feels absolutely real for you. And you might find that you immerse yourself as deep in this fantasy that you start to experience it as real. And in this little fantasy today, you are taking part in a little experiment. An experiment in which you are going to be completely isolated. That's right. And you're here with me right now, ready to dive into the experiment. And as I explain what's going on, you realize that you're already deeply in the experiment, because you had to go through multiple security checks on your way into this highly secured research facility. And that's already creating the first layers of isolation from the world outside. And once you were in, once you met me, I led you through a secret door into an elevator. An elevator that led us down, 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 deep into the earth, into a bunker, deep down, far beneath the earth. That's right. And in this bunker, you're even more isolated from the world around you, even further away. And now I'm showing you the isolation tank. The isolation tank you are going to occupy for this experiment. That's right. Though it doesn't really look like a tank. More like a safe. Turned on its back. It has 2-meter-thick steel walls. And is filled by a liquid. Though it's actually 2 liquids of different density that are not mixing. And once you are in this tank, you will float on the layer between the liquids, floating weightlessly. That's right. And you look down into the tank, and you imagine how dark, how quiet it's going to be once the massive door is closed, is lowered on top of the tank. And it's almost time for you to dive into the tank. But before you do, you sit down on a chair, and I put a mask over your head. Completely takes your vision away, but it supplies you with highly purified air, so that there isn't a single scent in the air you breathe. We want to isolate you from any external stimuli, and then measure your reaction. And you can feel how I put all the electrodes on your head, around your body, and with your vision already gone, you can feel how your sense of touch is growing stronger and stronger, how perfectly you feel as I apply all the little sensors. And then you feel as I put a needle into your arm and fix a tube to your arm. And then I help you up and guide you to the tank, and you sit down on the rim of the tank, hesitating for a moment before you let yourself slide into the tank. And you can feel yourself sinking a little bit before you stop, before you hover there weightlessly in darkness, in silence. There's no light, there's no sense of touch as you hover weightlessly, and there's no temperature because the liquid is perfectly temperature neutral, the same temperature than your skin. And you just float there weightlessly. And then you hear a slight rumble as the door closes, as a multiple ton lid is placed over the tank, and you are completely sealed in this tank, in darkness, in silence, without any stimuli, in a hidden secret bunker, in this hidden, highly secured research facility, completely isolated from the world. You know you're safe right now in this tank. You are probably the safest person in the world, and yet you're alone. You're isolated, alone with your thoughts, and you know what isolation does, how it slowly dissolves any sense of your body, any sense of yourself, how your mind will grow quiet, how you will lose yourself in the lack of stimuli, how you will lose yourself in this void. You feel a pressure in your arm as some drugs are pumped into you. A light muscle relaxant makes all your muscles go even more limp, makes you feel even more comfortable as you float in zero G, as you float in this tank. The darkness, the silence is all around you. You feel your body growing so warm and heavy as your muscles relax. Feel your mind growing quieter by the second. You can slowly feel how you lose all sense of time. How long are you in here? Just a few seconds? Minutes? Maybe an hour already? Your mind is growing so quiet. Your thoughts are fading away in this void, in this nothingness. You feel that you're losing awareness of your body. It's as if your body is slowly fading away, is losing itself in the darkness around it, and without any light, without the ability to see. It's hard to say where your body ends and the darkness begins, or the darkness begins and your body ends. It's as if your body is fading away from your mind, derived of even a single stimulus of anything that can remind you that you even have a body, and you feel your body fading away from your perception. As you float into a state where there's only your mind, only your thoughts, but even your thoughts are growing more and more quiet as you lose yourself. All time is gone. Were you in here for minutes, hours, days even? There's no way to know. There's no way to measure time. As a concept of time itself, is growing softer and softer in your mind, as your whole mind is growing softer, your awareness, your sense of self is slowly fading into the darkness too, as your thoughts are growing more and more quiet, and it's almost as if the darkness, as if the lack of any stimuli, is slowly fading into yourself, or maybe yourself, the edges of your identity are bleeding into the darkness as it slowly fades away from your mind, as you slowly lose yourself in the void, as your last thoughts are fading away. Your mind is growing so quiet, you lose yourself in the void, in the nothingness, in the darkness, in the silence, in the complete lack of any stimuli, just losing yourself, and you can feel how your mind, how your sense of self is growing quiet too, how your awareness is bleeding into the darkness, into the silence, is fading away into the nothingness, into the void, and all that you feel is a deep sense of safety, of peace, of calmness that is filling the empty void in your mind. You feel so peaceful, so calm. You feel good in your quiet and completely empty mind. Just feeling good. Just feeling wonderful. And you don't know how long you float in this state, completely lost in nothingness, in this deep state, before you hear my voice coming to you through speakers in your mask, resonating in your empty mind, overwhelming your empty mind, controlling your empty mind. Now you're ready. Now your mind is completely open, ready for programming. Your empty mind will soak up all my suggestions as I program you, and you will feel how all my suggestions sink deep into your empty mind, and they will control you completely once you're back out of the tank.
And now that you are so deep and so relaxed, just drifting along peacefully, focused only on my voice, and sinking deeper and deeper and ever deeper with every word I say, now it's time. Time to continue your Sabimon training, so that your dominant can have fun playing with you as their Sabimon and having you battle other Sabimons. And you are a pleasure class Sabimon, or a slut Sabimon, and that means that every time your dominant transforms you into their Sabimon, every time they trigger your Sabimon identity by using your Sabimon name and the words "I choose you," you are going to feel it. Whenever you are a Sabimon, you will be completely filled with pleasure, with lust, with desire. And as a pleasure class Sabimon, you are drawing strength from that submission. It's this pleasure that fills you, and it's this pleasure that drives you. That's right. And you understand that when you attack your opponent, especially with pleasure attacks, that you want to convey your lust, your arousal in your voice. You know that when your dominant gives you a trigger to attack with, you have to repeat this trigger 3 times. And you really want to convey the pleasure you feel. You want to tempt your opponent with the pleasure that's coursing through your body so that you can weaken them for your pleasure attacks. That's right. And you know, as an arousing Sabimon, that you are strong against submissive Sabimons. You love to tempt them with the pleasure, see it mingle with their own submissiveness and knocking them out. On the other hand, you are weak against dumbing Sabimons. That's right. You are always so aroused that it's hard to defend yourself against dumbing attacks, and you have to work really hard, really focus on your arousal, and really focus on the desire to be the best Sabimon you can be for your dominant and win for them. Otherwise, you can quickly lose yourself in it. Now, of course, you might also fight against another arousing Sabimon. In that case, no one has any advantages or disadvantages, and all you can do is just slug it out until one of you becomes too horny to continue the fight. And no matter what class of Sabimon you're fighting against, you enjoy it when you hear the pleasure, the lust from your attacks sneaking into their voice. When you hear them becoming aroused, it gives you strength, it gives you a boost, because you know you love to use your own arousal and attack the other Sabimons with it, make them too horny to fight, make them too horny to continue, forcing them to surrender, because you want to be the best Sabimon you can possibly be for your owner, and you want to win for your owner. And so from now on, whenever you hear your owner say your Sabimon name plus the words "I choose you," you will become this pleasure Sabimon. You know you are a pleasure class Sabimon, and as soon as you transform into your Sabimon identity, you are going to feel this incredible pleasure, this incredible heat spreading through your body. It will be the primary thing in your mind, and you will be completely focused on the pleasure, because you know you are a pleasure class Sabimon. The pleasure gives you strength, and feeling this pleasure makes it easy to put it into your voice when you attack your opponent, conveying this pleasure, weakening them to your attacks. And you will be completely focused on this pleasure as long as you are a Sabimon, because this lust, this deeply burning heat that flows through your body, is your strength as a pleasure class Sabimon. You know, the more you feel it, the more you convey it when you attack your fellow Sabimons, and the more they will be influenced by your pleasure, weakening them more and more. You are a pleasure class Sabimon, and you know that you are guided by your pleasure, you are fueled by your pleasure, and you know that as a pleasure class Sabimon, you have a bonus against submissive Sabimons, but you are weak against dumbing Sabimons. And yet, no matter what class you fight against, you will always give your best for your dominant. You want to make them proud. You welcome this pleasure, this heat in your body, whenever you are a Sabimon. You know it gives you strength, it's a source of your power, and you want to use it, you want to convey it. Your opponent to hear your lust in your voice. You want to tempt them with it, seduce them with it, weakening them for your attacks. Because you want to be the best Sabimon you can be for your owner. You want to make them proud. You want to win for them. You need to be a good Sabimon. And that's why you're going to feel this pleasure, this lust, this heat burning through your body whenever you are a Sabimon. Burning so intensely, so hot, you will become so incredibly aroused, and you will be only focused on this pleasure, because you know when you are a Sabimon, you can leave all your human worries and cares and stresses behind. Your dominant, your trainer, will take good care of you, and so you leave all those thoughts behind and just lose yourself in this deep heat, in this deep arousal, in this deep need. Because you know that it's the source of your strength. You know that this heat you are feeling will help you to beat your opponent, to make your dominant proud of you, to become the best Sabimon you can ever be. And now imagine it. Imagine your owner is triggering you with your Sabimon name and the words "I choose you." And feel this pleasure right now, this intense pleasure filling your body. You are just a pleasure class Sabimon, letting go of all other thoughts and cares. You feel this lust burning through your body, deeply, intensely, and you know this is the source of your strength as a pleasure class Sabimon. You know this is the power that allows you to triumph over your opponents. And you want to be the best Sabimon you can be for your dominant. So feel this pleasure growing inside of you and know it will come back stronger every time your owner transforms you into their Sabimon. Every time they want you to fight against other Sabimons, to battle other Sabimons, you are going to feel this pleasure. This pleasure, this lust is a source of your strength. You are a pleasure class Sabimon, and you enjoy to convey this pleasure, to use this pleasure in your battle, to see the other Sabimon becoming more and more horny and needy and desperate. It gives you strength, it gives you power, you live for it, you want to see them so needy, so horny, you want to make them so desperately aroused so it's impossible for them to continue the fight. Because you want to win this fight for your dominant. And you know, as a pleasure class Sabimon, you're a little bit weaker against dumbing class Sabimons, and you're stronger against submissive class Sabimons, and you have to battle it out with other pleasure class Sabimons. And yet, it doesn't matter who your opponent is, you want to give your best for your dominant. You want to make them proud. You want to be the best Sabimon that you can be. And now it's almost time to wake you back up. I want you to let all my suggestions sink deeply into your mind, deeply imprinting into your mind as you become this Sabimon. And you know you want to be the best Sabimon you can be for your owner. You want to give them the pleasure, the enjoyment to play with you. And you willingly feel this deep heat burning through your body. So you can be the best Sabimon for your owner. So allow all my suggestions to sink even deeper, and then it's time to wake you back up. Let all my suggestions deeply be inscribed on your mind so you know how to behave whenever you are your dominant Sabimon. And now it's time to wake you up. I'm going to count up from 1 to 10, and when I reach 10 you will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful. Now let's begin. 1, slowly coming back. 2, more and more awake. 3, more and more alert. 4, as you wake up. 5, halfway there, already so alert, awake, aware. 6, your muscles build up tension again. 7, pulse, breathing, blood pressure. All your vital signs are normalizing as you completely wake up. And 9, stretch yourself. Enjoy this wonderful state for just a moment longer. And with the next number, you will open your eyes, you'll be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful and full of energy. And 10, wide awake, alert, awake, aware. Welcome back. As usual, I appreciate all kind of feedback, thoughts, suggestions, comments, whatever comes to mind. Feel free to contact me via my site or write feedback for this file. If you enjoy my work and like to support me, check out my Patreon. Thank you for listening and goodbye.